You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, amazing Wisdom Tribe. Here we are. Thank you. Thank you so much, Shining Lights, for being here, for being in the space. Thank you for creating the space that every single one of us has called forth. We've called each other together. We've called each other into the circle, into the space, into the orb, to be here for each other, for the energy of the community. Thank you so much for being here with your incredible vibration. And the theme for this series is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. The illuminated soul is very often that which is hiding behind the illusion, hiding behind the veil, hiding behind the layers. But we are the illuminated soul. We are already the illuminated soul. And so let us all listen to the words that are going to be spoken today to truly resonate with the truth that is already within every one of us. And so we call in and we invoke the ancient ones. We call in and invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today, to open our hearts, and let us truly hear the message that is meant for us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. This is going to be an exciting show. Many, many of you are already familiar with our next guest, but let me introduce. Crystal Hughes is a multi-sensory, multi-dimensional visionary, a medium, and multi-sensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning-fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately. Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. Crystal is also the founder of the Academy for the Soul, also known as the Online School for Intuitive Arts. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. So it gives me great joy to welcome Crystal to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, Crystal.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Oh, so wonderful, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. So grateful to be here. Thank you, Ian, for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everyone, Crystal's going to be talking about holy remembrance. Discover your past life mastery. So Crystal's going to be sharing all about your past life mastery. And I've got lots and lots of questions. You know, as I read that, I can just feel that which is wanting to come through into this here space, this now reality. That which may be forgotten, that which maybe you've forgotten. So Crystal will be sharing about how to bring that and why to bring that into this here now moment in your present day life. And we did tell you that Crystal is famous for her lightning fast reading. So if you haven't heard Crystal, if you haven't been on the show before, now's your chance. Star two to raise your hand. Of course, if you are already a follower of Crystal, I'm sure your hand's already up because you know exactly what's in store for you. It's just a beautiful, beautiful time where truth just flows right through Crystal. And she has this amazing ability to really, hone in and focus on that which is coming through in a very, very quick fashion, which makes the readings really a fun time, but a time where you can really, really get that truth. So ask Crystal, what is the condition of my astral body? And that's important because today you're going to be hearing about your astral body. So Crystal will be doing readings on your astral body. What is the condition of my astral body? And of course, if you're not on the phone, then put your question in the webinar box with your name and your location, and we'll get to as many as we can today. So amazing, Crystal. Thank you again for being on the show. This is such an important topic. Thank you.
Oh, again, such a pleasure, and always a pleasure to be in this space as we speak about holy remembrance. This is a holy container, And I feel your energy in with the depth of your commitment. And I am so grateful to feel that in the divine masculine within you and that you're bringing to the world. So again, just a pleasure to connect and to bring forward this information and to share it in this way that will inspire you and spark within you that remembering.
Beautiful, beautiful. It is absolutely my pleasure and honor to be here with everyone. It's really my purpose in my life is to, one of them, I think we have multiple, but one of them. And maybe I've remembered some of my past life mastery. I don't know. So we're going to be talking about that. So discovering your past life mastery. So one thing that you did share with us, Crystal, is that it's about holy remembrance. What really is holy remembrance? What do you mean by that?
Holy remembrance is actually a holy dawning. It's bringing you into the sanctuary of the holy heart space where you begin to understand yourself wholly as a spiritually gifted being. Your spiritual talents are recognized and remembered by you. In that moment, you are held as your true self and suspended by creation. With this acknowledgement of the self as a worthy participant in creation. So it brings about a feeling of belonging to yourself, within yourself, and you awaken to this deep belonging to the world. Think of yourself as this channel for being of service, serving the world, this contribution to self, soul, as sovereign. In doing so, you discover and are open that, you know, the great celestial powers above are actually here below. The consciousness force above is moving within and through everything here below and is actually manifest as everything below, including ourselves. So when this is discovered in our own experience, in this moment of a holy dawning, a holy remembered experience, it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And then here we are on to something very wonderful, very beautiful. And we're just in that state of gratitude and bliss at the same time.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then with the remembrance, part of that is, as I understand it, Crystal, part of that is remembering our past life mastery, which is really one of the things that, you know, we're all here to hear about today is past life mastery. So, you know, I think most people on the call, not everyone, but of course, everyone has their own belief system and frame of reference and paradigms and perspectives, but I think that most people will also identify with or consider that we've had past lives and we have multiple lives and we're incarnating many, many times on this path of awakening. So, you know, if we look at ourselves in this life, we might consider ourselves being masterful, but there might be those of us, well, those people who don't consider ourselves being masterful. Yet we have had various levels of mastery in past lives. So what do you speak about when you talk about the past life mastery, and specifically when you talk about discovering that past life mastery?
Each of us has organized within our being an archetypal energy And so whether you believe of past lives as, oh, I actually experienced this in a previous incarnation, or you want to just look at it through the lens of, you know, the spiritual archetype that you have called forth into your being in the deepest remembrance of the cellular structure and DNA. And we can look at that as potential capital within. And when you tap into that potential capital, that energy, the vibrations, and you embody it, it becomes capital for living your purpose, right? It's the soul capital. It's the energy. It's the skill set. It's the gifts, the creativity. It's the way that you are able to express your being with nature, with the elements, with the elementals, with cosmic beings, with celestial beings. You're interacting, and every moment has been shown upon by the past experience, your evolution of your own consciousness. And so with that remembrance, we can feel this sense of nostalgia. And it comes upon us as a feeling of being novel. It has this kind of novel feeling tone of like, ooh, that's familiar, but that's new, right? And I love that feeling of holding in your being the mastery, because you may have been someone who was a shaman that was able to be a mastery over accessing the realms, being able to peer into the aura of a being and to identify that being in different ways. You may be someone who is an advocate, and that archetype of the advocate. Imagine being a spiritual advocate for truth. I had once this experience as I was walking down a path in nature. And suddenly, through the trees, as I was kind of peering through that space between, there was a portal that opened. And I saw this woman standing on a mountaintop. And she held this sword of truth in her hand. And I recognized that that was me. But the beauty of this is that as I felt the shiverings in my own body of truth moving through me, a pulsation of energy, I also suddenly went to the mountaintop and became her. And my skirt that I was wearing, the dress part of my skirt that I was wearing, merged into the mountain and became grounded in that spiritual truth. And that's one of my moments of holy remembrance, where I know that I'm a channel of truth, and I know that I'm an advocate for truth. And so it engulfed me, and it became very vivid in this kind of sensory experience and this distinct knowing. And sometimes remembrance as a holy remembrance feels dreamy, right? But we can access in a very specific way, we can make our way to the past timeline through the womb in pre-incarnation. And whether it's in a past life or whether it's our spiritual ancestry from maybe another dimension, or if it is a parallel life that we have actually happening right now, we can access that, and we can download, if you will, the vibrational frequency tones that will spark the remembrance. And those come through as these little waves of light, almost like light filaments that turn on. And so we're turned on, and we're illuminated in our energy bodies, and we feel engulfed. We feel the full embodiment. That's the epic embodiment of reality as us. And we are in the oneness. We are in the allness. We are also representative of that spark of original ideas of pure creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of this is waiting to be accessed. And you had that experience with that the really interesting story you just shared with that woman and your skirt becoming or your dress becoming one with the mountain. How does this work for others, for example? Do we have epiphanies? Do we have visions? Is it all of the above? You know, how do we really take the mastery from past lives and bring it into our present life? And then when that happens, if we were, for example, I'm just going to say a wizard, or we were a healer, or we were, you know, a doctor, a teacher, a nurturer, a lover, someone who was super kind, you know, a compassionate person. I mean, that's all mastery in a sense, right? Do we then, what's the word I'm looking for? Those traits and those qualities, do we then embody those qualities in this lifetime?
We activate the filaments within the energy body and within specific energy bodies in our aura. And as we activate those energies and we illuminate them, and remember, as I was talking about, when you asked me what holy remembrance was, this is self-acknowledgement, because so many people feel not enough. I'm not enough. This not enoughness, right? They're ignoring the past efforts that they've made. And many feel as if they're unworthy. And this is part of the blocks to holy remembrance. So if you feel as if you're unworthy, you have a tendency to block your ability, your capacity to even feel the vibrations of holy remembrance. You see? You might be comparing yourself to others. I'm not as talented as she is. I'm not as spiritually gifted as he is. There's so many experiences that the mind will have us take on and be held captive. And it's a major issue. One is conformity, right? We start to conform to society and the expectations of society from, you know, the time that we're born, you know, this little being. All of a sudden, we have these projections placed upon us. And also what I see is, before someone can have that kind of novel awakening experience and really embodying that to utilize that in this lifetime, we have to get out of the I don't know. We have to let go of the I don't remember. I do a lot of work with people, getting them to open their own intuition and specifically how they intuit. But one of the major blocks that a person might have is just the tendency to immediately, when asked a question, instead of staying in the stillness, instead of being in availability, going to, oh, I don't know. It's the I don't know. And why are we so addicted to the I don't know? And I believe there's a greater fear. So we stay small. We stay insignificant, right? If I don't remember that I'm significant, I get to stay insignificant. And therefore, I don't have the responsibility. But you know what? It takes a lot of work to keep up the forgetfulness. It really does. And this illusion that is around us, we must pierce that veil of illusion. And we see that there's times in astrology, there's, you know, the astrological markers when there's a greater chance of the veil to thin and for us to come into holy remembrance. And I truly believe with every fiber of my being that we're in that time period, that we have hit that, and that we are now being invited by the divine. And in this holy remembrance, we get to let go of the attachment to the aspects within us that have been playing us out as this image that I'm holding on to. And many of us, which we may or may not know, have this wounded healer aspect. And it's important to expose the woundedness and the fear that this wounded healer holds within you. Because when we work on this wounded healer. We really allow ourselves to be in observance of the truth of who we are. You know, I was shown this aspect of myself and this aspect of who I thought myself to be, even in the past. Almost like I was yearning, you know, I became reminiscent of myself back then, right? Kind of like if someone is yearning to be who they were in their early 30s, you know, it's like, oh, and I was such a free spirit, and oh, I have so much energy, and oh, you know, it's like this yearning. Well, that's an attachment to the past, but I was asked to totally disintegrate that aspect. Just to disintegrate that aspect, because we can't be turned to the past as far as wanting to be reminiscent and hold that vibration of someone of who we are or have been in this lifetime and come into a state of holy remembrance. That doesn't work. And so I was asked to just totally disintegrate this aspect, and she turned into salt. Suddenly she disintegrated in a moment, but the salt ended up flowing into this pool of possibilities that I saw, this pool of glistening water, and the salt didn't dissolve. It remained as a possibility for renewal. And so when we are in a state of holy remembrance, we're able to allow any persona, who we think we are, who we think we should be, who we're striving to be, let that disintegrate. Who do you call the myself? This is who I am. Let that disintegrate. Let it happen so that you can open to receive the mastery of your soul. And really the question becomes, can you let go of the myself that is the object of your observation, who you keep your eyes on, who you observe yourself to be, and then compare? And so, you know, what's the balance of letting go of those perspectives that we have been attached to, of how we should be and what we call the myself, and attracting to us the moments of knowingness, of truth within the self that's animating the highest good in that moment. And if we are letting go of the myself and disintegrating that, you know, that which you've been used to being, what will you become now?
Yeah.
And so there's a great fear, but there's an intelligence built within that plan of your evolution. And really, it's time to trust that intelligence, let it carry you, really to let it take you, let it have you. And it will take you to holy remembrance. Mm. And, you know, how do we remember? How do we recover that which has been distorted, manipulated, hidden, destroyed, corrupted in the past? That's really important, right? Because when we look at what is blocking us, it's huge amount of fear that debilitates us. And what I'm talking about is in the past where we have seen those that stood up for truth, those that have stood up for spirituality have been annihilated. They've been hurt. They've been harmed. They've been killed. They've been manipulated. There is a darkness that lives within the shadowy aspect of each being that carries the history of that into the now. And we must clear that energy. We must clear that energy. And there's more to how we come into a place of holy remembrance. You know, as I was having these experiences of meeting the archetypes, I know because I'm going through a major initiation now. And, you know, every time I go into this vision quest, this initiation, I'm just taken to a new place, a new understanding. And recently, when I was in Montenegro visiting Montenegro, I was asking about holy remembrance, because when you have one moment of that, you seek for more, right? Like you've been let in on a vision of you, and the vibration is so penetrating that you want more, and really to discover more of the truth. Because why? That brings you closer to the divine, knowing yourself as divine, and it builds up your confidence. And so I was asking about Holy Remembrance, and mind you, Montenegro, I mean, this place on the coastline is where the mountains are strikingly high. I mean, breathtaking, really. And the bay is deep, and it curves many times before landing at the end where we were, in this Bay of KOTOR. And as I was there and I was sitting with the mountains, this Montenegrin crone appears in front of me, just to the right of center, hovering like this glowing oracle in the sky, and, you know, all her wrinkled features, so wise. And she showed me where she came from. And it was spectacular as I looked up and my view shifted to this cliffside, sharp, sharp cliffside of this divine feminine mountain range. And there was this rocky cave cut out. So it was green. And then suddenly it was just this rocky outcrop, and it was cut out where you would imagine going into the cave. But she spoke to me, and she was telling me of these ancient rituals used for holy remembrance and what she called epic embodiment. And she showed me so many things and spoke to me in symbols and diagrams and feeling tones. And she was revealing these ancient rituals, and she was mainly pointing to the use of the astral body. And she was willing me to cultivate these eyes of holy awe and wonder. And as she was drawing in, cultivate these eyes of holy awe and wonder. If you seek to behold wonders and seek to be a conscious agent of wonder working, you'll find deeper meaning in the place that you are now. You'll feel settled in your sovereignty, and you'll be in remembrance. That's what's embedded in this Holy Remembrance program as a journey. The astral body is a well-developed, it's like this thoroughly organized vehicle that we have, and possessing a life of its own, really, and conferring really on its owner many useful powers. And that's where a lot is held. And in the course of the evolution of man's, you know, astral body, and enlightenment, journey to enlightenment, evolutionary path, she reflected on these two distinct stages. The astral body has first to be developed to a fairly high kind of point of transmission. So it's this high point as a transmitting vehicle. Then it has to be developed as this kind of independent body in which it can then function on the astral plane. So with her, with this crone that brought me the energy, she started literally awakening me to the truth of what it takes to be in the dance of holy remembrance.
Wow, beautiful. Did I interrupt you? maybe, I'm not sure if I did, but I could just feel that. I think everyone felt that. I wanted to talk more about the astral body, but before we do that, let me just remind everyone that Crystal's going to be doing readings, so star 2 to raise your hand, and also if you're on the webinar page. And there's a lot of you on the call today, so we'll get to as many as we can. But, you know, what came to me, Crystal, as you were speaking was that, correct me if I'm wrong here, so what's coming to me is that there's two sets of people. Those who are craving to bring their mastery from past lives and parallel lives and other dimensions into this dimension, into this life, and utilize them for the greater good or for whatever purpose, but typically for the greater good, everyone on the show here. But there's also people who are in that fear that you mentioned, fear that no, I don't want to remember. I don't want to. I'm just completely afraid. So can you talk about the importance, the real importance, regardless of what your motives might be or your agenda to either push away or claim your past lives? Can you talk about the importance of doing this work, why it's so important? And I know you've spoken a little bit about that, but if you could maybe, you know, with different words, tell us, share us why it's so important to claim and bring back our past mastery or our parallel mastery, wherever it comes from.
Claiming that past mastery brings you to a place internally where you finally admit to yourself that you are capable. You're capable in this lifetime of being an offering. It's that moment where you get the all over internal yes in such an absolute state of mind. So the mind agrees finally. Like the mind is now activated in the infinite intelligence such that you know your every step is guided. And so you literally shift to an animated reality where the divine is puppeting you. It's that your life is now lived and breathed through you. So you no longer have to be in the questioning. I mean, think of all the time that you waste in the questioning, in your own mind, these aspects that live and breathe within you. I mean, when we go in and we really see all the fears that you come up with, the fear of power, being in power, you know, fear of taking responsibility, fear of taking action, you know, what would happen if, fear of rejection, fear of judgment, the fear of the unknown, fear of not having what it takes. And then if you do have what it takes, are you going to deliver it in the way that you should? Right? Fear of success. Saying before, like self-sabotage, hiding out. You know, all this is rooted in past lives of being judged for having knowledge, for knowing. And so we don't take the risk now. We hide sometimes, and even those that are in our spiritual communities, maybe on Facebook, maybe they're hiding in real life, you know, with their partners. Maybe they're hiding, you know, from their friends, this whole spiritual life, right? And we have to look at it too. We have to look at that resistance to change what we feel as being comfortable, right? You are doing this work to open yourself to a greater level of connection with higher self, collaboration with higher self, and you just live and breathe trust. You live and breathe truth. And there's not a question of whether you would hide out, hide anything. And so we clear the past life trauma, the ancestral trauma, that abuse of power, abuse of the mastery. We clear the guilt. We clear the shame, being abused by others in their use of power. The memory of the pain, it's harsh. It's there. Judgment of being wrong. You know, we abused ourselves in those lifetimes as well, because sometimes we became power hungry. And what do we hate in this lifetime? Those that are, you know, hungry for power, right? So we're getting the reflection in life. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for us to move beyond that and to really go beyond and to open our heart to access the lost knowledge. So we retrieve that. And as I was speaking, you know, about what Crone said to me, I mean, she really showed me the depth of how our physical body is in slumber. It's inactive. And, you know, because there's the cocoon of illusion that's wrapped around it. And it's inactive. And what I mean by that inactive is that it's not walking in certainty. It's not stepping with certainty. And it doesn't know specifically what to do. And so the astral body has been ignored for the most part. We talk about our aura, but we don't even understand the importance of the astral body and the use of it as this vehicle for accessing and for learning and for knowledge and working through and floating in the astral plane. And so we have to go deeper into our understanding of this. And when we see that, we get out of the oblivion, you know, and we start to instead access this continuous life realm of unbroken consciousness instead of alternating between this kind of physical and the astral plane or worlds. We literally awaken into the functioning activity of our astral faculties, right? And so we have before us a new world. Within the old world, yes, but we have this new world revealed where we're able to read the significance of ourselves in it and the significance of it. How we will obtain this kind of expanded view comes through this type of work of holy remembrance. It's a practice. And so then all of nature is revealed to us. It's this almost limitless possibility that exists, and we can access that. So we want to do that sooner rather than later. It will come, and there will be this impulse and this unshakable determination to master the realm. And aren't we feeling that stirring right now? Why do we look to alternate dimensions and reality? Because within us, we want to remember our mastery and to rise to this superior state from this earthly destiny, you know, that we have, and to then actualize it on this planet Earth, right? Not to float out into the nothingness. But to actualize it, to anchor it here, to become an intelligent cooperator with the supreme will in our evolutionary path and plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
definitely, definitely.
Astral body is important. Astral travel is important. We need to know how to safely travel on the astral plane. We need to know how to access floating and reclaiming without diving into the minutiae and the pain of the past life, we need to extract that. And so the condition of our astral body matters most. And the Montenegrin people spent time on this, and they were in the astral planes together. They were observing each other, you know, and they were there observing the new initiate. The young adults, what I saw, the coming into their own, they would teach them about the rates of vibration in the astral body and how to upgrade their astral body, if you will, that the astral body would become an informant in both all directions, the time-space realities, you see, so a vehicle of consciousness that readies you for the next level. And we can get very specific in this, you know, when we look at a spiritually developed being of a master. A developed master has what would be like 5 rates of vibration in the astral body. And most people have 50 to 100 vibrational rates, different vibrational rates going on at the same time, do you see? And if you think about these rates kind of broken up into little whirlpools and cross currents, and they're all battling against each other, do you see? And it's just causing mad confusion. And it's really a result of unnecessary emotional energies, torment, worries. And that's what we had in our past lives. We were tormented. We were tortured. And we carry these vibrational energies. In this lifetime, it usually shows up as anxiety. And many people will have that anxiety, so much so causes agitation. So if you imagine the astral body, which vibrates 50 ways at once, right, that's going to show up as gray, dark, serious annoyance, as emotional energy. And we would see it almost like if you imagine the physical body suffering from an aggravated form of palsy, right, the muscles jerking simultaneously in different directions. And so we have to see, you know, the astral effects are contagious. And they affect all sensitive persons. So all of our empaths have been impacted by the astral debris that we bring back when we come back every day from the astral plane. And it causes unrest. It causes us to be agitated, unnecessarily agitated. And our feeling tones, for a sensitive person especially. I mean, you know, it's almost impossible to be in a big city or to move amongst crowds, right? So this perpetual astral disturbances, within our aura cause reactions in the etheric double. So our etheric body, which is the template for our physical body. So now we're talking about nervous diseases. And these centers of inflammation in the astral body are likened to, you know, open wounds in the physical body. It's acutely uncomfortable. And we might look at it energetically as these weak spots through which vitality leaks. And, you know, also just, you know, practically, I mean, then we have no resistance to what we would call evil influences, right? Entities. And also then it prevents the good influences from being profitable. So we need to look at the condition, and the remedy is to eliminate the trauma, the low-level emotions of worry, of debilitating fear. And I mean, that's the fear that's keeping you from saying yes to your purpose, stepping up, stepping out, doing what's necessary, shifting your lower-level masculine and feminine to your higher-level masculine and feminine, and to get out of the agitation, the annoyance, the irritation, the anger that comes from this world, being in this world. And we see the quality of the astral body by color. Okay, so that's really what I'm looking at. And the colors really depend upon the specific gravity of the grades of astral matter in your aura, right? Think of it like little specks of dust that I'm looking at in your astral body, in your aura. And we see that the astral matter really has an impact. And the slow vibrations, which we named like, you know, anger, frustration, agitation, that equals coarser matter. While the unselfish qualities and vibrations, kindness, compassion that you mentioned before, Ian, you know, that's finer matter from the astral plane. And so we love the positive emotions, because the beauty of this is that they persist longer as a vibrational wave in our aura, affecting this feeling of strong love, of devotion, of determination and inspiration for our purpose. So those remain far longer than the lower vibrations. But it's our job, it's our duty, it's our dharma to look at the astral body, these clouds of color, think of them, they melt into one another. And all the while they're rolling over one another, appearing, disappearing as they roll. And the surface of the astral body resembles something like the surface of boiling water. And violently when a person's enraged. So we now have our attention placed on the astral body, how it functions as this beautiful vehicle of consciousness, what we need to do that was shown to me, and to bring the energy of love and devotion to our astral body, recognize it, and come into those moments where we can travel along the timeline to the past, extract our mastery of this vibrational archetypal energy, activate the body being and illuminate from that place.
Beautiful, beautiful. So everyone, you've all heard about how important the astral body is. We've all heard about that. And Crystal's explained a lot of that to us and shared with us how important it is that we have, I'm going to say, a healthy astral body. I'm sure there's better terms for that. But right now, let's do this. Let's go to the phones and find out what the condition of your astral body is. And a lot will be revealed to all of us on the call today through the divine, through these questions and answers and readings that Crystal will be doing. So star 2 to raise your hand, and we'll go to the phones first. And then, of course, if you're on the webinar page, so... There are a lot of you. so let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Alexandria, Minnesota. And the last four digits of your phone number are 1605. So just come on, you're live, and tell us your name. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome. What's your name? Okay, so let's go to, sorry about that, but we have got to move on. Let's go to Manville, Louisiana, 5859, and tell us your name.
Hello, this is Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia in Louisiana.
Hey, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hey. Thank you. Hey, Crystal.
Hi there. Hello. Hi, Virginia.
We had a session not long ago, like on the 31st of October. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome. Yeah. So would you like me to read your aura and see about the condition of the astral body?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you, Crystal.
Okay, so just checking in, and what I'm going to be doing, just so everybody knows, I'm going to be taking a look at the main color that's in the shadow aspect and seeing where that's linked in the past life that's not allowing you to come into that holy remembrance state, okay? So here's what we're looking at, Virginia. We're going into the past life. We're looking at 108 past lives ago. And what I'm seeing are actually deep red flashes of light in the astral body. And it looks almost as if the deep red flashes are showing a feeling of resentment, anger. I'm actually getting that there was somebody that was very abusive to you in that past life. It's almost the more that you shared the lightness of your heart, the more it drew them into anger, you see? And so that's inside your being. There's an association of that, okay? So that's what we need to heal in the astral body, releasing and letting go of that resentment and anger that matched the anger and resentment of that person that hated when you were in your positivity, when you were in your connection, and you were truly downloading the intuitive gifts that you had in that lifetime. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Much love to you. Thanks for calling in, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. Let's go to someone on the web calling from Melbourne. I'm sure that's going to be Australia. Hopefully everything's okay. I know there's a lot of fires there. And, of course, there's so much going on this beautiful earth of ours right now. But sending love to Australia. But Melbourne on the web, you're live.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you be able to tell me my condition of my astral body?
Yeah, let's take a look there and see. So we're going to the past life, and it looks like we're looking at 28 past lives ago, which was a real intense lifetime for you. And what we're seeing is in that lifetime, there was a moment in which your being actually wanted to take a stand, almost like a spiritual warrior, right? Kind of fight to the death. And with that, you got hit with this kind of noble indignation, and you got hit with the power of the societal it's almost, I'm sorry, because I'm literally looking at the astral body, and it's like you were jailed, you know, like in society you were not allowed to give voice to this. You were not allowed to speak your truth. And so what we're seeing is they're energetically and vibrationally almost like this blackness that's coming in on the right side and piercing you. And through that, your astral body turned into like a jail cell, you see. And so we've got to shift the astral body so it doesn't know itself as being jailed, being taken over by whoever was in charge and whoever cast you into that situation. Okay, so for you, it's really about coming into freedom.
Yeah,
freedom
yeah.
of voice.
That makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Okay. Much love to you. Bye. All right. Let's take another caller, and then we'll go to the web. Let's go to our friends in Quebec. So we've got Saint Teresa in Quebec, 1186 with the last four digits of your phone number, and you're live with
yeah.
people. Hello, welcome.
Hello, thank you very much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Christelle.
Okay. Hello. All right, do you want me to take a look at the astral body?
Please do.
Okay, higher self is taking us back 36 past lifetimes ago. What I'm seeing is kind of a greenish-brown energy, but it's lit up by this red kind of scarlet flashes. This is jealousy, okay? And so what we're looking at in that past life is actually people being jealous of you, being jealous of your gifts. Okay, and in that situation, they wanted what you had. So this is like them wanting to hook into you, plug into you, drain you. A lot of codependent energy there, and a lot of pretending that they were your friends, but to take advantage of your abilities. Okay, so that's what we've got to do. Clear that up and unhook you. Okay, unhook them from your astral body.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Much love. Bye. All right, let's go to the web for just a little while here, and then we'll go to we'll do some more readings a little bit later on the phone, so there'll be more opportunity for you. So there's no interaction here, of course, so I'm just going to read the questions. So this is Rosemary Jane from Venice. And Rosemary Jane is saying, greetings, blessings for taking my question. How do I tap into my past life as Bird Woman to activate those healing abilities as an instrument of the divine? I have knowledge that says I was a good healer and other healers were jealous and buried me alive.
Mm-hmm. Here we go with the jealousy again, right? Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, this is intense. You know, one of the ways that we have to access is through the astral body. right? And we create this beautiful experience of astral travel with the astral body. The astral body gives us that container, if you will. It's supportive. So when we start to heal that, and that's the first step, you don't want to go back there until you heal the astral body. Do you see? You don't want to go in and just set the intention, oh, I'm going to pop into my astral body and use it as a vehicle and travel back there and start to extract, because if it's holding the association, again, that's going to open it up where it's going to have access points for other beings to enter in, right? So the beauty of this is when you work with the astral body and you create it as a container, and you utilize the power of the vibrational frequencies to enhance it, then you have access to what we call the remembrance field. And when you access the remembrance field, it's almost as if all that you have done and all that you're to do is in that field of consciousness. You first connect with it there. And that supports you. It's like a little launching pad, if you will, okay, to access and download it. And so if I were to tell you where that is and how many past lives ago that is to access, we're looking at 111 past lives ago where you would go to first access that specific vibration that you're asking me about.
Okay, thank you. This is Emily from Hawaii. What is the condition of my astral body?
Okay, so taking a look at, I'm getting a beautiful rose color. This is unselfish love. This is exceptionally brilliant in the upper part of the astral body. So there's this spiritual love for humanity that you have, but also I'm seeing in the lower energies this kind of livid energy, like a gray energy where there's a frightful feeling tone, right? And we go into specifics there. What we're looking at is this fear of being attacked, okay? Fear of being attacked. So that's what we're needing to clear, okay? And you can do that through the program that I'm going to be offering. Right?
Okay, thank you. This is Gao, mm-hmm. G-A-O, from Germany. Hello, Crystal. I'm curious, what are my past life gifts that are ready to be downloaded into this lifetime?
One of the things that I'm seeing for you that is really masterful is this capacity to channel energy from the front third eye, almost like a laser beam vibration in a blue color. But what that's doing is it's connecting people to what we would call this greater spiritual matrix, okay? And it helps people to actually become multidimensional in their own right.
Okay, thank you. This is John from Lake Havasu City, and I think that's in Arizona, I think. So John is asking, what is the condition of my astral body?
Well, I'm seeing in your astral body a level of adaptability, right? And so with this adaptability, you can move. You're a shapeshifter, right? But what we have to look at is gray-green kind of slimy energy that's wrapped around the lower back part. There's deceit with that, kind of this cunning attitude. Okay, so even though you have this adaptability, you're versatile and you're very resourceful, we have to watch out that you weren't using it in a deceitful way. So I'm going to take a look there. So we're looking at your past life, and we're looking at 89 past lives ago where you had that energy of deceiving others with your abilities.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This is Anastasia from Beauvais, France. So thank you for writing in from France. What is the condition of my astral body?
Okay. So a couple of the things that I'm seeing is in the front, right around the root chakra. There's this kind of luminous lilac blue color. And I see a lot of sparkling energy as well. This is like higher spirituality, lofty spiritual aspirations, right? And I love that it's in the lower chakras, because as we bring that up, you see, it's almost like that kundalini rising. We want to bring it up, but it does need to come up. Because even though you have this sense of, like, I want to aspire to this, you have in the past stepped on others to get there, right? You've outed them. You've falsified information. And so that's looking more like a dark blue energy. And so let me see how many past lives ago we're looking at for that one. 72 past lives ago.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay, everyone, we will get back to some more readings. That's certainly going to be a big part of the show in just a little while. But I wanted to give Crystal the opportunity to share with everyone what she has put together for the Wisdom community here. And if you're on the webinar page, go ahead and click the orange offer button underneath Crystal's photograph, and you'll be taken to the offer page. And if you're not on the webinar page, then just type in WOTA show, which is SHOW.com, and then put a forward slash in there, and then Crystal, which is CHRISTEL, and the number 8. So again, it's WOTA show.com, Crystal 8, and again, Crystal is CHRISTEL. And then the number 8. And you'll be shown the Holy Remembrance page, so you can follow along visually, which I know many, many of you really like to do. So, Crystal, this is a beautiful, beautiful offer. I hear it's pretty much brand new. You've created this, and we're the first community that you're sharing this with. So thank you so much. It'd be wonderful if you could share this with all of us and tell us what it's about.
Yes, I want to share with everyone. It's been bubbling up for a little while. And I want each of you to be able to have the experiences that I've had, and also that your soul wants you to have, right? This is about really reclaiming your psychic abilities, your gifts, your talents from past lives, from your ancestral lineage, from your spiritual lineage. You know, the Palladian wisdom, the Lemurian wisdom, right? These energies that are there, that are waiting, but they're dormant. We're calling them forth. We're calling forth the remembrance of your soul's gifts, your innate talents, your abilities. And so we access them by accessing the past lives, going back to your past lives of mastery, when you knew without a shadow of a doubt who you were and what gifts you had. You knew your skills. You knew your abilities. And so this is a journey. As I've been creating and co-creating with the divine, this is a program that's actually a journey for you to take. And there's meaning behind everything that is here. And that's very important. And I want you to know that, because when you join in, what we're saying is we're taking it in the order that the divine has shared with me it needs to be. Okay? And so with that, it's very important for you to follow along and to flow along the path in this way. And what we're doing is we're coming into a place where you're going to embody in an epic way. Your astral body becomes the vehicle that informs the light body of the sovereignty of yourself and supports the building out of it. And so we go on this journey and we start with an intention ceremony. Right? We create this conscious container for remembering. As you enter into that sacred space, it's a real energetic container. And we're going to connect that with your individual M field, that field of consciousness, so that the incomings, the holy remembrance downloads actually have this potent place for you to keep them, right? That enhances the rest of your journey. It enhances the soul ascension. And next, we begin to move in and through the experience of clearing the wounded healer, like healing the woundedness of your soul. Remember, as I was speaking to the people that were on the call, I was actually pointing out the associations that they still carried within their being. So it's important for us to take a look at the wounded healer aspect and clear the past life timeline of the blockages that inhibit the holy remembrance. And so what we're looking at is supporting the sovereign ownership, taking ownership of your talents, but we're clearing the past life misuse of magic, the times when you were outcast, when you were shunned, when you were abandoned, the feelings of loneliness, grief, anguish, the suffering, the pain. We want to clear all of that, the dark magic, the spells that were cast that are still in play. Your feeling of being different than others, the loneliness that comes with that, feelings that you have been misunderstood. We're also going to go deep into clearing the power leaks where you didn't keep your word, where you weren't expressing your truth, not speaking your truth, not allowing yourself to be accountable, violating boundaries. You see, denying what you knew as truth. And then the avoidance. How many lifetimes of avoiding? So where you knew your guidance was to take that next step, to trust your intuition, but you weren't doing it. Avoiding people, avoiding taking action, right? Or those times when you were seeking approval of others, and the approval of others meant more to you than accepting your gifts within yourself and bringing them to light. Those times where you craved praise from others, trying to impress others, compromised yourself. Or maybe you were the one that was manipulating others, undermining them, misuse of your power, abuse of your power, abuse of your mastery, right? So we're going to go deep. This is going to be time spent together, a live workshop. You're going to come out of it knowing the depth of your being as a powerful healer, no longer carrying the wounds of the past. And more importantly, I'm going to give you the tools right before we go into that clearing. I am going to do an intuitive reading on you on that call so that you know where your wounded healer is in your past life, that it is the most powerful one that takes you out. Okay, and whether you play the victim in this lifetime, whether you sabotage yourself in this lifetime, it's all the wounded healer, damsel in distress, someone rescue me. You've got to rescue yourself, but the divine is there. Your soul is powerful. So we are going to clear that. So you will have a live intuitive reading with me. You'll be connected with me on the phone or, you know, through the Q box, however you want. And we're going to allow you to come away with a sense of true sovereignty. Do you see? On that call, I'm going to be utilizing Archangel Metatron, Metatron's Cube. So we're going to do this in a precious way, in an illuminated way. And, of course, always with Metatron's Cube, you come away from that energy work without a hangover. You're not going to have an energy hangover, right? So many things we do are so heavy, not with Metatron's Cube. Important, we're going to go in, we're going to do some astral travel training. I need to teach you what I found out, what I discovered. It's important to have a specific way of traveling through the astral plane. There's a lot of debris on the astral plane. There's a lot of teachers or energies that show up as teachers that are not true teachers, right? And a lot of times we get caught up and we get taken into these schools of thought. And we get told things even with our intuition that aren't true. And so we have to pay attention to how we are traveling. One, we need to become very intimate with our astral body in order to reclaim our gifts. And we want to create a safe, secure, special way to use our astral body. So I'm going to guide you in training audio. I'm going to take you on a journey, how to utilize your astral body, how to anchor it. Because sometimes what happens, Ian, when we go on the astral plane and we pick up this residue and debris, what happens is when we awaken in the morning, we don't realize that's a moment where the astral body is trying to station itself back into our aura. And many times we don't pay attention to the astral body coming back, locking into place, right? We jump up out of bed or we turn to our phone and we look at our phone. No, we need to anchor it. And so I'm going to teach you. So we'll take this sacred sojourn. Okay, and we're going to be able to then visit these sacred moments on your timeline where you were in that mastery, where you actually had energies of past influence. It's that holy dawning that I was sharing with you, accessing, unlocking your heart, supporting the download of these memories of mastery, true activation of the astral body. We're going to work with holy remembrance and radiance. Remember, I spoke about bringing into your body. Your body is the sanctuary and the special place, the holy heart space, where you feel understood, where you remember yourself, where you are a worthy participant of creation. And this is a guided hypnotherapy audio. So we have to really retrain your body being that you are worthy, that you are this vibrant receptacle of information, that you are open to receiving. We're calling on the holy winds, the Holy Spirit energies that come from the four directions, the elemental forces bring the holy remembrance through and to you. They are carried on the holy winds, and you come into the download of vibrational frequency tones and illuminate your body. And so truly we have to go deep and over listen to this beautiful audio so that you are lit up, so that you connect with the light being supporting you. Each person has this light being that is here for you, that is given the assignment to support you in holy remembrance. Do you know that? They're right there with you. So in this audio, I'm going to guide you to your light being so that you can become intimate with that one, become friends with that one, so that you feel held, so that you're safe and you're guided along the path. And also, we have Sophie Bedard, who is a true channel of luminous light energy. She has a magnificent talent for flushing energy of light through your being. She's going to be working with the astral body, illuminating but flowing this energy. And she is going to share with you, because in one of the calls that I did with Sophie, I actually instructed her to remember a ritual. She had no idea what that was and what that meant. And so she called forth the inspiration through prayer and meditation. She's going to share with you that experience, how she prompted the remembrance and embodied that and really claimed this powerful key for remembrance. She'll also take you on this creative journey. So she's going to stimulate the energy of remembrance within you. And how do you anchor that in your body? How do you specifically do that, right? And so she'll take you through that process. Are you embodying it through writing, documenting it? Are you creating? Are you crafting something? And so she is an Academy ambassador, and she has been working with the Academy for many years. And so you will find her as this creative spark that you'll love. You'll fall in love with her and her energy. And she's a special bonus for you. So you're going to have two audios there. And then you and I will be together. you and I are going to have a private session together. Oh, my God, I'm actually feeling the energy. I'm feeling excitement, but I'm tearing up at the same time because I know that this moment will be so special in your life, one that you will remember. We go so deeply into the realm of connection. And in this Holy Remembrance session, even before we connect on the phone, I'm going to do some preliminary work. And I'm going to support in the plane above the higher dimensional realm, a Holy Remembrance temple. And I'm going to create that with your higher self, your soul self. And so this is for you to actually have a holy repository specifically for you to be held for all of the gems, right? Think of it as this treasure chest where all of these moments of remembrance come in and float down, and they're held within your being in this temple. And so when we talk about illumination, this holy remembrance isn't just a moment. It's actually an accumulation of moments. And I'm going to draw forth the energies of strands of light. You see, we encapsulate the moments of mastery in these strands of light. It's memory strands of light that exist within your remembrance field. And as a mediator, I'm going to gather them for you and guide them to reside in your light body for full illumination. And I'm going to call forth the Holy Wind. Specifically, I'm going to actually be remotely working with the elementals on your behalf, bringing a delivery of the moments from your parallel lives, from your past lives, from your spiritual realms where you are still active. So we're going to bring in that Lemurian wisdom, the Arcturian wisdom, Palladial wisdom, all of that, and weave it into your being with the Holy Winds, caring from the Holy Spirit. During the session, we're going to clear the blocks, the trauma, using Metatron's Cube. You're going to literally be free. I want you to feel as if you are liberated. And we're going to retrieve the lost knowledge that's vital to you being able to embody your spiritual gifts. And I'm not just talking about knowing again. I'm talking about setting you up so that you are utilizing those gifts in this world, creating a structure. And I want you to really think about this as you access the lost knowledge and have the Holy Remembrance experiences, and you illuminate the vibrations in your body. This is foundational work as a platform for your sovereign soul self to actually give voice, to be a presence in the world, in your community. And specifically, I'm going to be bending the timeline, bending your timeline. So you see, I work very closely with Archangel Metatron and Metatron's Cube, and Archangel Metatron is the archangel of the future and of the timelines, and has documented and recorded everything that's ever occurred in time. And so there's powerful ways that we can utilize Archangel Metatron, and I've been given permission to access the moments in your past lives and in your parallels, and to bend the timeline such that the template of your mastery from that time is now embedded in your timeline now. And we're going to activate the energy so that you send the light. It's an epic embodiment, activating that superior impulse, the vibrations of superior sovereign sound throughout all of consciousness, behind consciousness, that specific impulse with Shiva. And we are literally going to now utilize that energy, claim the energy beyond all consciousness, and we're going to upgrade your consciousness to fully receive and believe in your mastery. One of the greatest things that I think you're going to be excited about is that I'm going to intuitively read your three past lives where you were a master. I'm going to peek in, you see, because I can see as an intuitive, I know where it's at, I'm taken there, and then just like a hologram, it plays out before me. I see who you were. I see the archetype that you encapsulated. I see what your master gifts were. I'm going to communicate those to you. I'm going to speak them to you. I'm going to allow you to be animated by those so you discover whether you were a master shaman, a channel, an oracle. We're going to illuminate and anchor those abilities inside your astral body, your aura, and incorporate them into your light body build out. So you will carry them now illuminated into your future. And so that's what you have to look forward to. And that's my wish, is for you to know yourself, to release any of the questioning, the obsessiveness of having to achieve and somehow find your mission, but to land in a place of receptivity, of your holy remembrance awakening. And so I hope you will join me. I want you to sign up right now. And let's get on with it. The energy starts right now. And be with me and be with all those that really heed this call. You know that you've been wanting this. And you know, I know that there's a place within you. I know there's a place where you know you're being called and that there is mastery. You've felt it or you've sensed it. And it's time now for you to feel that, to be awakened by it, and to allow yourself to be in that epic embodiment of it. So all the tools are here. All the tools are here for you to really claim that and to lay that structural foundation that will support you as you stand upon it as a master in that deep knowingness of your truth. So will you join me? You know, click the button, sign up. Do it now. Don't wait, because I know some of you go, yeah, I feel it. But you're going to say, talk yourself out of it. Don't let the aspect talk yourself out of it. Really be present to this vibration that I'm bringing up, that I'm stirring up within you, and let yourself do it, okay? I'm here for you. Ian's holding space for this. We have this place for you. In our hearts, we want you to be a part of it.
Wow. What a beautiful, powerful, transformative program you've put together. Wow. So much care. It is so clear and evident when you look at this, everything that you put into it. And, you know, the love and the care, explaining things, writing things out, so that people can see them and read them and understand what's included. I mean, it's so beautiful. Thank you so much for all the time that you took to make sure people understand this and the vibrations that are behind this. Yeah. So everyone, if you haven't worked with Crystal before, privately, yeah, feel into this, because this is something that is really, it's a special, special time. And I'm sure if you have worked with Crystal, you've already signed up. Crystal's got open slots in her calendar. She made them open especially for everyone here. And usually it's quite a ways out, but Crystal's made some very special slots available for everyone. For those of you who feel called to work with her, and you can feel her authenticity and her integrity and just her love for everyone, and she really takes it very seriously, her job as a healer and as someone who can help with transformation, very, very seriously. So beautiful, beautiful offer, Crystal. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And yes, I just welcome everyone. Just welcoming you. Feel that energy that I'm welcoming you in. And your higher self, your soul self, you know, they're present. Divine Mother, Divine Father, know, they're looking down upon you right now, and they're urging you. And so I want you to feel into that. What would it mean for you to actually own that sense of remembrance, to have it embedded in your being, and to feel so trusting? So trusting every moment. You're just there. You're present to the divine. And when it gives you a directive and it asks you to take the next step, there's a willingness and a fearlessness. That's what it's like.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the phones and see what you can reveal for those of them, those of you who are raising your hand. So let's go to Washington, Maryland, and it's going to be 7047 Washington, Maryland, and just let us know who you are, and you're live with Crystal.
Hi, Bobby. Hi,
hello.
Crystal. Hi, Ian.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Irene.
Hi, Irene. Welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I was wondering if Crystal could look at my gifts.
Yes, absolutely. So when I'm looking energetically inside your body and I look at the astral body, there's a deep, beautiful blue color. It's very clear. And this has what we would feel like this spiritual feeling that has these qualities starting to bubble up, right? It, a rich, deep feeling of vitality that wants to be pure in the development of your psychic abilities. And you have these psychic abilities. What we're looking at for you is more of the magical energy that comes through the connection with the celestial realms. And so for you, I see that connection thread to the Lemurian realm that's still in existence. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's vibrationally there. And so feel into the mixture of affection and that deep level of devotion and the golden stars for you. So you'll have this aspiration to take the love and the grace and to work with those energies. One of the things that I see in a past life that needs to be cleared is the suppression, religious, dogmatic energies, and the feeling that you didn't belong. So let me just check to see here how many past lives ago we're looking at. So 64 past lives ago, 64 past lives ago, okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Much love to you. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go to Plainfield, New Jersey. Plainfield, New Jersey, and it's going to be 9877. You're live with Crystal. Just introduce yourself.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hi, beautiful Ian. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is it?
You?
Good. We're awesome.
Is this Paula Satsuko?
Hi, Paula. Do you have a specific question?
Yes. Would you be able to either read my astral or tap so I can tap into those past gifts that I can bring into my healing practice?
Yeah, energetically for you, what I'm looking at is a past life. And what I'm seeing in this past life is that you had to be very defensive. You had to be guarded, okay? And so what we're seeing is this past life is looking at about 34 past lives ago, energetically, you became pretty rigid. And you became pretty stuck, almost like panic, frozen. In that experience, there was shock embedded in your body. I'm actually seeing it in the spine. So that's going to need to be cleared. As we look at you clearing that, we start to go into the depth of the energy that wants to be released. It wants to be liberated. And this is this very kind of a dynamic sparking energy, and this sparking energy is sensual. It's alive. It's passionate. You see, it's creative, and it begins to move out into the space, and it begins to support others in coming into their own spark of passion, their own creative spark. And that energy is contagious. And that's what I see with you, is really going around sparking people in their creativity and in their passion and bringing their passion to reality, to life.
Mm. Woo-hoo! Amen!
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Wow!
We need that. Oh, man, we so need that. We so need that. You are so needed. All right. Light
right.
worker, way shower. All right, awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Namaste.
Namaste. All right. Yeah, we'll follow you, Paula. We'll follow you, beautiful soul. Okay. All right, let's go to Burns Lake, British Columbia. Burns Lake, British Columbia. And let's see, last four digits, 8288.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, this is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. Welcome.
Welcome. So my question was, what is the condition of my astral body?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Taking a look here. We're going pretty far back to a past life. And we're looking at 220 past lives ago, energetically, vibrationally, what was going on is that you felt shamed for your gift. And there was a feeling of powerlessness in that you were pushed down. And it was almost like you were weighed down with this shame, with this guilt, you know, feeling guilty if you did use it. People talking to you about how bad it was, how dark it was. You see, and so feeling discouraged around utilizing the energy and almost suppressed. In that past life, there was suicidal tendencies, okay? And so we have to really set you free, because what I see is this is only in a small portion, but your higher self has me bringing it to the surface because we definitely don't want you feeling suppressed in any way here or depressed, right? And so what I'm looking at is almost like a dark, thick gray, almost like thick clouds, okay? And this experience is showing that there's people around you that have this kind of malicious intent in making you feel wrong. And so I want you to think about lifting that heaviness up and off of you. That's what this program is going to do for you, lifting the heaviness. Coming into lightheartedness, okay? What I'm seeing is really sparks of beautiful yellow and orange, and you're utilizing your intellect. You're very intelligent, right? So you're utilizing your intellect and really starting to bring your philosophy into the world, okay? So for you, it was all about your part of your mastery is the philosophy that you have and the way that you connect the dots for other people, okay? And to bring that out and bring that into the world, right?
Okay, Marianne.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Integrate that. Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. Wonderful. Well, I definitely want to go to the web because there's so many questions, and maybe we can just do some more and go through fairly quickly. So this is going to be Sandra from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Thank you, Sandra, for calling in from Argentina. I would love to know the condition of my astral body.
So what I'm seeing is the astral body is a little bit pulled in the lower energy. So someone has restricted your ability for movement. Do you see? So right around the root chakra, we're looking at the energy coming in. It's not allowing you to get the prosperity that you need to move forward. So in the past life, we're seeing this things taken away from you, like financially taken away from you, that you weren't privileged in that lifetime. And although you had these psychic abilities,
you weren't allowed to have the energies. So I'm seeing a father energy in that past life really manipulating your ability to move forward and to utilize and really share the message that you have. Opening that up, there's a lot of joy. I'm seeing you kind of dancing on these higher realms, sprinkling these little rose petals and beautiful little flowers on people's crowns, on their crown chakras, and allowing them to awaken.
Thank you. Okay, Bobby, with an I on the end, from Richardson, Texas. What is the condition of my astral Bobby?
Bobby.
So what
Body.
We're looking at...
Body.
Yeah. What I'm seeing for you, we're looking at a past life, and we're going 38 past lives ago. And also, we've got to watch out for this, because in that past life, there was pride that overtook you. Okay, this pride that overtook you. And with the pride that overtook you, it didn't allow for more information. It didn't allow for you to be in that place where you were innocent anymore. And so there's a hardening around the heart, okay? We want to take that down, open that up, and in that innocence, really allow yourself to blossom. What I'm seeing is a beautiful, brilliant beam of light that penetrates and enters your heart and has you know yourself as worthy and allows the expression to be global for you.
Beautiful. Thank you. This is Gail in Wilmington. There's a kind of a two-part question. One, I've never felt gifted. I always felt like a wannabe. Do I have a moment of mastery in my past life that you can anchor into my light body? And the second part, and this is for everyone, will I consciously know this, or is it in my subconscious mind?
Are we talking about the holy remembrance? Will it be conscious, or is it subconscious?
Yes.
Okay. Very good question. And it happens usually in both ways. So what you might find is there's like these pivotal moments of initiation where we have a holy remembrance. And I've had multiple of those where it really is where your whole being is vibrating. Maybe you see the imagery of it. Maybe you experience an opening of oneness where your heart expands so much you're just going to burst out in tears of joy and bliss. Maybe your mind is taken away from you, so you're not thinking in that moment as a human. You know, you're just like literally liberated from your mind. A lot of what we're doing is we're going to be supporting you in shifting the subconscious. That's why I'm doing the hypnotherapy audios and guided imagery as a clinical hypnotherapist. I'm going to take you deep to clear out the resistance to those greater holy remembrance moments as that whoa, aha. And a lot of what you'll be having is moments when you're in dream time, lucid dreaming, sleep time, or the space between, where you're literally floating on the astral plane, gathering the moments of holy remembrance, and you're downloading those and activating the light strands in your body and in your light body. So it's going to be both. Obviously, our goal is for you to have the holy remembrance moments that are like, whoa, right? I mean, that's what we're on about. So that's our intention, okay?
Thank you. Is there any mastery that you can see that you can identify and help her anchor?
Yeah, in looking at the mastery that we're looking at for you, one of the times that's coming right in to me, like right in front of my face, we're looking at you as this goddess energy, where I literally see gold, red. It's like a Lakshmi energy. It's like you're the goddess of prosperity. You know, you came down to work with people for manifestation. And with that, you have what looks like an illuminated gold chain, if you will, around the throat chakra. So when you would speak, speak in what we would call now affirmations, but this was a different language that you spoke, and you would speak it through the gold chain around the throat chakra that was about 3 inches from the throat chakra. And that would literally have the elementals conform to that manifestation happening. So you've got a real direct link to Goddess Lakshmi and a direct link to the elementals bringing about things for people, the synchronicities and these moments in their timeline and anchoring them in their timeline.
Beautiful. Wow. Crystal, thank you so much for your amazing service here to everyone in the community.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show. It's been fascinating, and I think we've all had some triggers, and we've had some catalysts, and we've had the divine tap us on the shoulder saying, you know, this is important stuff, people. This is important stuff. And so I wanted to have you, if you wouldn't mind, just, you know, maybe for those who joined later or whatever the divine is asking you to share with the wisdom community right now as we start finishing up the show, what is coming through that you feel is important to share with everyone, either as a wrap up or something that maybe wasn't covered?
We are all so capable. We are all so capable. And our wish is to get to a place, get to a state that reflects that sovereignty of the soul inside of you. And we're calling forth, and we are feeling as well, the readiness. We feel this readiness deep within our being and the falling away of this, you know, human collective fearfulness, the fears that are taking us out. And we shift the energy as a collective right now. Right now, we're claiming. And so our astral body is being readjusted to live as that clearest channel, to live as that brilliant channel, that being where the divine flows, the life force. And we are a channel that is so illuminated, so in touch, so in tune, that we become that which the divine creates through us. And so as we accept this, as we are in the readiness and we accept this calling, we are fulfilling this holy mission, because we are here with a soul mission, and that is encoded. It's encoded in our being. It's time to activate that. And I deeply know that what I've shared here today is a powerful catalyst unlocking your soul right now, unlocking your soul so that it's aligned for that divine remembrance, that holy dawning, that holy remembrance moment. My wish is for you to receive this, to say yes to this, to step into it as a moment of claiming right now who you are. Step into this. Be with me. Be with all of us in this journey of holy remembrance. Thank you.
Thank you. So wonderful to have you on the show. Yeah, our deepest and utmost gratitude to you for being here and for putting together such a beautiful, beautiful offer for everyone to continue their work and to remember their mastery. Beautiful holy remembrance. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shining Lights, our time today has come to an end. Thank you, beautiful souls, sacred souls, for being here, for creating this amazing circle for all of us. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank Archangel Metatron. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.